Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you here on a Tuesday morning, August the 2nd, 2022, 11 minutes past the hour. Now, a few things I want to go through here before we get back to the competition here on WWGH Radio. We were contacted yesterday by a listener that her cousin, Chayton Holy Cross, died very unfortunately on Saturday at the age of 38. He had just turned 38, July 28th. And they're having trouble with funeral expenses. And they were looking for help with the funeral. So if anyone is interested in that, call the station here and we will pass the information along to her. If there's anybody out there who would like to help with final expenses for a very unfortunate and untimely accident here in Marion. Now, do also want to let people know that, we learned from Ryan in hour number one that apparently, it's going to be a new Jaguar type of place out there on 309. We had a call as to what that was being built out there, and it has something to do with Jaguars. Now, if anybody has any more information on that, feel free to give us a buzz here, 740-751-4038. And we also want to thank our listener, Diane, for calling in. She won the tickets to Zach Williams yesterday, and she told us about Del Taco. Apparently, the reason Del Taco is not moving forward is a supply issue. So if anybody has anything more they would like to add to that, they can give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. All right. Oh, and during the break, I got a call. And here's what the call was about. You know, we've been talking so much lately about going digital. And as I've said, if we go digital, I hope you all follow us over. You can listen on the TuneIn app by dialing just on your mobile device. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
I
have a guess.
Go ahead.
Christmas roll or fruit loaf?
No Christmas roll or fruit loaf, but a good guess. No Christmas roll or fruit loaf, but we had a call. We've been talking about going digital, and again, should we go digital, I hope everybody follows us over. The TuneIn app is absolutely free on any mobile device. It's your smartphone, your smart TV, your tablet, your laptop. We'll still be here every morning. We did have a call yesterday. Will we be still taking phone calls? Yes, we will. I'll still be here live every morning from 8 to 10. Everybody else will still be doing their shows, and we'll still be doing giveaways. Nothing will change. That's one thing. But the call was in regard. Oh, and you can also listen on the website, by the way, WWGH1071.com. I know a lot of people do that. But, and we also, Adam is willing to come program your device for you. So if you need help programming a device, just call the station, 740-383-9944, and Adam will come help you get your device programmed so you can listen to the station every morning. Now, that being said, I know a lot of people do not want us to leave the air, but as I have said, basically what happened was the FCC wanted us to get a lawyer, and we looked around for lawyers, and pretty much They were talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. There were a lot of people on that call who heard that. That's a lot of money. There are better ways to spend your money than that, I would think. So that's why, for the most part, we will be going digital if we do, because of the fees that the lawyer would bring up. But the caller called in because she does like listening to us over the radio, and this just shows the devotion of the fans that we have here at WWGH Radio. And she was talking about a petition and where how that could be started and where that could be sent to keep us on the air. Now, I would guess she would send the petition to the FCC. Of course, their address is online. And I'm sure they would get that. But as far as starting a petition, I don't know if calling the Marion Star would help with that. Because the caller said they had trouble getting a hold of the Marion Star. Now, if anybody knows how to contact a local reporter, other than email, I really don't know how to contact them. The only way I've ever really had contact with them was through email. So does anybody know how to contact the Marion Star for the lady who called in, who was interested in starting a petition to keep us on the air, over the air? I'm sure the Star would be interested in that. Or how that would be done if anybody else has done petitions. I've never done a petition, so I really don't know how that's done. But I'm pretty sure in the end it would have to be taken to the FCC. So that's that. If anybody has any idea of how to reach the Star or would like to give that information, that lady would help. Or if you think a petition would be a good idea, feel free to give us a call. 740-751-4038. We're not opposed to anything at this particular point. You know, they always say if you put your mind to it, there's nothing you can't accomplish. 18 minutes past the hour, phone lines open here, 740-751-4038. All right, the category we're in, name a food that you find raisins in. Now we've got cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread, and what is the final answer? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's Bob here.
Hey.
You had talked at one point about doing a telethon. I don't know if you're joking or not.
Oh, the radiothon, yeah.
Yeah. I think if you decide to go digital, you should have a telethon. And in the middle of the telethon, pull the plug so that people can continue listening and tune in properly and make an event out of it.
Well, yeah, and I hope that's what happens. And I think the newspaper is going to do a story. I know they were just on vacation last week, so I think that's why a story hasn't appeared. And it's kind of interesting. I don't know. I think it'll be an interesting turn, but I do understand why people still like to listen to us on the radio. And if people want to start a petition, I find that, you know, that with this all going on, that people are that interested, that they're willing to start petitions, that they're willing to do things like that. You know, that just shows how many people listen and care about this station, and that means a lot.
Yeah, it's a big community service that would be a big loss if it disappeared.
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. But apparently the caller said during the break the biggest problem she can't reach anybody at the Star because the numbers aren't local anymore, and she's not really sure how to go about doing a petition. And I've never started a petition in my life either, so I'm not really sure.
Well, they might contact the FCC right at the start and see what kind of petition and how they might get formatted. That way, when they do receive it, it'll be acceptable to them.
That's a good idea. So if anybody, now I can't give the FCC number on the air because that would be, but if somebody else wants to do that, they're more than welcome. So that's how that cookie crumbles.
Yeah, and they can Google it. That's out there.
It is out there. Thank you, Bob.
No problem. Hey, put me in for those fluffy tickets.
Oh, the fluffy tickets tomorrow night. Now, do you know who this is? I did not know who this was.
I don't know him directly, but I have a scout friend who is a big fan, And years ago, I used to have a dog named Fluffy. I figured that was a combination of perfect world there.
Yeah, it's God's will on that one, I think.
That's right.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
All right, talk to you later.
All right. Well, I appreciate that's Bob, our pizza friend, who listens in Columbus, Ohio, obviously on the TuneIn app, so he'll still be with us after we switch over. But really, I don't know how to do a petition. I really, in my life, you know, people think I'm active in things like petitions. I've never filled out a petition in my life, to be honest with you. So I wouldn't know how to do it. And I'm not going to give the FCC's phone number over the air because that would be inappropriate. But if somebody else wanted to do it, they're more than welcome to do that. Also, and I'm not telling anybody to do these things. I'm just saying this is the phone call I took during the break. It was from a lady who was very concerned that we stay on the air. She wanted to start a petition. She was interested in contacting the Marion Star, and she was interested in contacting the FCC. But I don't know that she has internet, so I don't know if she knows about how to go about doing that. And apparently the Star, if you call them, you can't get a local person. So I don't take the Star, so I'm not even sure how you contact the Star locally anymore, the reporters. I don't know if it's in the paper. You know, their phone numbers used to be in the paper, the direct lines to the reporters. But I don't know. I don't know. If you're interested in that, let this lady know, and I'm sure she would be glad to be right there with you. And certainly hearing from people, I imagine, would help. I don't know to what degree, but it's very, very nice. That's very, very nice. And means a lot to all of us here at the station, I can tell you that. Certainly means a lot to me. But I do hope you come over if we should go digital, even if it's for a little bit of time. I'm not even saying we'll go digital forever, to be honest with you. Who knows? Maybe somebody will put in a petition and it'll gain steam and we'll stay on the air that way. You know, stranger things have happened. All right. Name a food you find raisins in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food you find raisins in. And we've got Bob in for the Fluffy Iglesias tickets. So we have cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread, and one answer left. One answer left. And you can pick up the, if you win the Fluffy Iglesias tickets, you can pick those up at the studio tomorrow. Should be between 8:15 and 1 o'clock tomorrow? Let's say 10:15 and 1 o'clock to be safe. I don't want anybody to show up and not get their tickets if you should get those. Still waiting for our final answer here. Name a food that you find raisins in. We have cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread. And what's the final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the final answer in regard to raisins? Well, we got a guess online here from our friend Richard, Mr. Gorenflow. Muffins or angels? No muffins or angels on the list. Name a food that you find raisins in. Cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread, and one answer left. 740-751-4038. Oh, we lost that caller. If that's you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. Name a food that you find raisins in. We've got cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, and bread. Go ahead, caller.
Pudding?
Not pudding, but a good guess.
Thanks, Scott.
Go ahead, caller.
Salad and bread.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, caller.
Pie.
Pie? No pie, but that's a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about cake?
No cake on the list, but that's a good one, too. No cake, no pie. Now, apparently somebody's out there listening this morning who has not listened in quite a while. But I'm getting a reference here that we need to talk about monkeypox. Apparently, there are 26 cases in Marion. Now, see, I don't know, are those confirmed cases? Now, I bet the person asking me to talk about this might have monkeypox. I don't know. Just seems like the type of person who might get monkeypox. Go ahead, caller.
There's raisins in fruitcakes.
There certainly are. That's the only squishy thing in a fruitcake.
I just had to put that in there.
I know, Judy. You're razzing me here this morning. No fruitcake.
All right, somebody has to about fruitcake.
I know. Somebody's got to keep me in line. Thanks, Judy.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. I don't know. What is the final answer here? Name a food that you find raisins in. Does anybody want to go to Scotty McQuarrie? Now, I wonder if our person, well, if she doesn't have monkeypox, does she want to go to Scotty McQuarrie? I think that would be right up her alley. You know, country music, American Idol winner, tonight at the Ohio State Fair, our Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. We do have the tickets. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about mints?
No, but that's, hey, Phyllis, I haven't heard from you. How you been?
Well, I've been suffering with vertigo and my allergies. And
oh, gosh.
It's a mess, but I'm doing better.
Good. That vertigo, you know, I had vertigo one time when I was in college, and I'll never forget that morning. I woke up, I thought I'd had a stroke or something.
Oh, I'm so dizzy all the time. It's terrible.
Oh, it was awful. Well,
if you're going to be at the studio Friday, I'm going to have something for you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to make it there tomorrow and Friday. That's my plan. And maybe Thursday. I mean, if things go well tomorrow, why not?
Yeah, well, I play cards on Thursday, so Larry will have to bring it over Friday, but you're going to be happy.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I look forward to it. Bye-bye. Well, that's a whole reason right there to come back to the studio. Anything Phyllis cooks is absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. I'll tell you, though, I agree with Phyllis. We have had terrible, terrible allergies this year. And I know we say that every year, but I'm telling you, I've seen more people sick and stopped up and asthmatics having to use their inhalers. It's been terrible. I hope it gets better. Oh, I'm being told from the person out there listening that they have continued to listen. I don't know. See, they say periodically, so I don't know if that means a lot or not. Like, while they're doing the dishes, I don't know what that means. But, yeah, I bet they'd be all over the Scotty McQuarrie tickets or Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. You know, it's free admission, not only to the Celeste Center performance tonight, but also to the you get in free to the gate. So there's no cost unless you spend money on food or whatever down there. Scotty McQuarrie, the American Idol winner, and I looked him up last night. He really is a good, good singer. Go ahead, caller.
What about a fruit cup?
Not a fruit cup, but that's a good guess.
Thanks.
No fruit cup on the list. But I'm asking this person if she actually knows for sure there are 26 cases. Oh, she's busy tonight. I don't know if that's true. I can't imagine her being busy. But 26 cases of monkeypox in Marion. But I don't know if that's true. Has anybody heard that? I'd have to confirm that with somebody. I don't know anything about monkeypox. Only what I've read. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here. Boy, we're having a tough time on this last one in here. Oh, in Ohio, not Marion. 26 cases in Ohio of monkeypox. Well, see, now wait a second. She typed Marion. See, I went back and looked. She said 26 cases in Marion. Apparently, it's 26 cases in Ohio. I don't know about the monkeypox. 26 cases in Ohio does not seem like a large number to me. I mean, I don't think we want any cases, but that does not seem like a huge number. All right, 740-751-4038. Name a food that you find raisins in. We've got cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread. What's the final answer? Does anybody know? Apparently, it's a very difficult one here. 740-751-4038. She corrected it. That's true. 26 cases in Ohio, but when she said 26 cases in Marion, I thought, man, that's not good. But 26 cases in Ohio, we have 88 counties in Ohio, so that's not even one per county. But we don't want any. We don't want any of the monkeypox. I don't understand that whole monkeypox thing, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know where that came from. I don't know what is going on with that. You know, we keep hearing COVID cases are going up. Then the other day I was reading something about somebody got polio. Polio hasn't been around since who flung the chung. I don't know. 740-751-4038. Name a food you can find raisins in. Cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread. We got a guess online. Trail mix or snack mix? No trail mix or snack mix. What is the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, what's up with all these viruses and diseases and floods and fires and, you know, all these natural disasters?
You know, that's a good question. I really don't know. I you know, in Ohio, I haven't really seen too much of the floods and fires. I know Kentucky's having a horrible time right now. But I don't really understand the monkeypox. I mean, 26 cases in Ohio, as I said, we don't want any. But that doesn't seem like a huge number to me.
Plus, there's a, you said, you know, one case polio. I heard that, too.
Yeah, I heard that on the news. And but I don't know how the, because, well, it might have been contracted by somebody who didn't have the polio vaccine. I don't know. I thought everybody had the polio vaccine by this point. That's like 60 years ago that was taken care of.
Here's one thing I was thinking. We're having so much trouble with flooding and stuff. And the Mississippi River, you know, gets it quite a bit. Why can't we have a system of pump, a pipeline, and canals where we can pump and take this water away from the flood areas and take it out there and put it in Hoover Reservoir out west where, you know, the water supply is drastically low? Why do people go out there and eventually go into the ocean?
You know, I don't know. I'll tell you, to be honest, the whole thing...
We got to come up with some way, you know, with the drought and stuff that's, you know, been out west for years now, of using the water that, you know, we get in floods.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an interesting thing because people keep saying there hasn't been that much rain this year, but I think there has been. I think that was one of the rainiest Julys that we have ever had, certainly in Ohio. I don't know how it was everywhere else in the country, but I think this is causing the problem right now. I mean, there has been more gloomy weather this summer than I can remember in a long time. And I don't know what is causing that. I don't remember if the Farmer's Almanac woman predicted that or not, but boy, we have had it.
You know, they said that there's a county down there in Kentucky where the whole county was underwater.
Isn't that something?
You know, that would be awful.
I just think we've had too much water. I think it's just been too much. Now, can you imagine that this person this morning sent me this information? It's one of these people that you have talked about wanting to hear from again.
Who's that?
The person who sent me the information about the monkeypox.
That I wanted to hear from again?
Yeah, you've said you wanted to hear... Well, I think you said them back on the air again when you called.
Oh.
You'll have to think about it. It'll come to you.
Okay,
thanks, Lee. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Well, I tell you, I'm excited because apparently there's going to be a dessert from our friend Phyllis on Friday. That would make me happy as we head into the weekend. And it'll be fun to be back in the studio tomorrow with Glenn. Haven't been in the studio since, doing a broadcast. I believe it was March the 3rd. I need to get out and look at a calendar and see when the last day I was there broadcasting. We'll see tomorrow. Hopefully I still have time to stop and get my beverage. Wednesday morning used to be breakfast day at the studio. I would have a breakfast there in the morning. I know that's probably not going to happen tomorrow because, I tell you, people have gotten very, very busy, especially this time of year. You know, have you noticed that people just seem worn out, wrung out, and tired? It's something. I feel that way myself. All right, still got one answer left here. Bob Welch is in for the, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. Now, remember, we're going to be giving away Ice Cube, who I believe is there Thursday night, and Willie Nelson, who is there Friday night. We're going to be giving those tickets away as the week progresses. 37 minutes past the hour here. Who's going to give us the right answer? Name a food that has raisins in it. You know what? We just got the right answer online. Now, I'm going to see if anybody comes up with it. So, they are thinking out there. We just got the right answer online. Can anybody call in with the right answer? Mr. Gorenflow does have the right answer. 740-751-4038. This is something I ate a lot of over the last few months. Probably the last 4 or 5 months, I ate quite a few of these. Name a food that you would find raisins in. We've got cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread, and what is this final item? As I say, we just got the correct answer from Rich Gorenflow. Now, is anybody else going to guess that? I don't know. Might be a stumper for people out there. 73 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what that final answer is? And it is definitely something that has raisins in it. Something you can buy very commonly at the store. Now remember, we've got cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread, and this final thing. What is it? Name a food you can find raisins in. Is anybody going to guess it? We did get the answer online, but we're waiting to see if anybody will guess it correctly. Let's see. I'll give you a hint since we got it online. It's something you would have for breakfast. It's an item you would have for breakfast. Does anybody know? Name a food that you would find raisins in. We've got cold cereal, cookies, oatmeal, salad, bread. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Anyhow, on the issue of the monkeypox, they think it came from monkeys over in Africa, and it's been being spread by gay men so far, but they did also say that they can transfer that to their spouses. They actually have a female involved in their relationship, and it's open sores and stuff on their body, and it looks awful painful.
Now, had you heard that we have 26 cases of this in Ohio?
I didn't hear how many cases, but I do know it's growing really quickly for some reason, because we only started out with one. I don't remember if it was earlier in July or when it actually came about. Most of it was overseas that somebody ended up bringing it over here. And, yeah, the polio case, they said they hadn't had one since 2013. I didn't realize we had polio in 2013 either.
Well, I think there were a lot of people who did not get vaccinated. I'm not sure what year the polio vaccine became mandatory for school kids. I imagine it was probably in the 60s or 70s, but there would be people who were, you know, in school prior to that who probably did not get the polio vaccine.
Well, and the other thing, you know, they have us keep getting revaccinated for the flu and pneumonia and now this other virus and stuff. Well, how about these other shots like the polio and the other ones we had years ago or whatever? Are they to the point now that we should get another vaccine for that too?
You know, I don't know. I think a lot of these viruses obviously went dormant. I'm not even sure where the polio disease would come from again. I'm not sure how that all got whipped up again.
Well,
I don't know.
If you've ever been overseas, I've been to a few impoverished countries, and they don't have the medical facilities that we have here, and they don't have the financial means or the vaccinations available to get the kind of health care that we have here. One country I was in, they still have witch doctors and no actual facilities that you go see a doctor, a regular, like, school doctor, I guess. So if they can't control it there, then if anybody goes and visits there, they can still get it. And that's why sometimes they used to ask when you got your wanted to travel international, they had you prove that you had your vaccines and stuff before you went to these countries. I don't know if they still do it or not. I know they're doing it with the virus.
Well, I don't know. You know, and then recently I heard this thing of, well, I think it was President Biden also had a case of this where he got the COVID and then was feeling better and then had a rebound. Now, that was something new that I had heard. I had not heard that you could have rebound cases of this.
Yes, you can. And the problem is if you don't recover enough between the two, that it's harder to recover the second time. Even harder to recover the third time, and some people, once they catch it three or four times, that's it, they're done. And with him and his age bracket, and he doesn't look like he's, I don't know if he's got other issues like diabetics and cancer, and if you've got COPD or any lung disorders or, you know, any other underlying health issues, that makes it even more severe for you.
Well, I also was told, though, that, and I don't know, you know, it's hard to tell anymore what the truth of anything is that though the COVID is getting less powerful because every time it mutates, it gets less strong. And I have noticed when I went to the Marion Public Health page yesterday, it doesn't seem like there are a whole lot of hospitalizations, certainly not the number that we had before.
No. But it depends on which strain it is. The one strain, and I can't remember which one that one was not too long ago, that one was, and it gave everybody, like, cold-like symptoms. But this new one is more aggressive, and it's worse. So it depends. Yeah, it's supposed to, it mutates every time it goes between people. So that's another problem. It keeps changing. And this is, I've learned this from, like, hopefully very informative people off of TV, the news, and health people, you know, like CDC, and you can even find out, like, about issues you're concerned with here in Marion, like you want to know the count. They have public health meetings here in town that you can learn about the different restaurants and different issues concerning health here in Marion just by attending their meetings.
Well, hopefully everything gets all worked out, because it'd be nice to get back to somewhat normalcy around here.
Yes, because I love traveling overseas, but right now I don't trust doing it because I'm afraid I could get at risk between the commercialized airplanes, buses, or whatever, let alone wherever I end up in, you know, if how bad things are over there. So
that's true. That's true. Well, hey, thanks for listening.
I have one more thing just to try to resolve your trivia.
Oh, go ahead.
Would it be a granola bar?
Not a granola bar, but that's a good guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks.
Go ahead, caller.
I just left the car to come in the house. Did you get the raisin answer yet?
No, not yet.
How about a Danish?
Not a Danish, but we're getting closer. We had granola bar and Danish, but we're not there.
Well, you got a toughie going this
morning. I know. You know, Mr. Gorenflo got it online, but we'll get it here.
Hey, I wanted to almost called you last night when I saw the news about Pat Carroll.
Yeah.
That was I guess not totally unexpected given her age, but she always seemed so strong, you know, on the radio when you were talking to her. I was a little bit surprised to see it.
You know, she was always very strong, and when I would call her, like I was telling people yesterday, I never went through an agent or a manager, so you always got her.
Yeah.
And she never seemed down. She was always strong. But I think you just get to a certain age, and I think maybe we've learned this during the COVID, when you get to a certain age, there are things that are just, you could be perfectly fine,
right,
that are going to affect you a lot more than a younger person.
Did they say anything about cause of death? Or
well, they did. They did, which was kind of, it depended on which news source you read, but it either said that she, well, it, most news sources said that she had had pneumonia. So I don't know if she was recovering from it or if she still had it. I don't know. I know that she did have, because one time I do remember, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, because we talked about her not travel, she stopped traveling by airplane, and the reason was because of some kind of lung issue.
Yeah.
And that's why she wasn't going to California anymore.
Well, I've noticed in a lot of people that... you know, that I know or we know personally that are in their 90s, oftentimes they'll list pneumonia as the cause of death, but there were some other underlying causes, you know. That normally will be listed, I think, 9 times out of 10. So.
Yeah, I think,
well,
you're right.
Unfortunately, Scott, they're, you know, those folks are passing away at an alarming rate. You know, we don't have very many World War II vets left anymore as well.
No, but you know, the great thing, and I thought about it again when Pat Carroll died, because we'd had her on so many times, the fact that we've been able to record everything.
Oh, sure.
You know, that those will be around, because most radio stations don't do that.
Sure.
And most television stations don't. And boy, we have an awful lot of long-form interviews with her, of her revealing things she probably never revealed anywhere else. So that these will be around for years is that's nice.
It's a gem, something that you should be proud of that you've done. Hey, I just want to mention one other thing, and I'll get out of here for you. Had my polio vaccine, I think, when I was either 5 or 6 years old, so that would have been in 55 or 56. It was at that time they lined us all up. I was in school, I remember. And we got the polio vaccine then. So I don't know whether it was a mandatory thing, but they did vaccinate at the school or in the town, and we all had to get it. So that would have been mid-50s.
That's what I'm not sure if there are maybe people older than that, or there were areas where school districts didn't require it.
Well, it's possible. You know, I mean, it's possible, but I do remember. I do remember that, and I just turned 72 yesterday, so, you know, probably most of the people my age had the polio vaccine when they were younger in school.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot.
Hey,
talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Streusel?
Not Streusel, but a good guess. Streusel, not the answer here this morning. 48 minutes past the hour. Name a food that you would find raisins in. Now, the hint is it is a breakfast food. Mr. Gorenflo did get it online here. Go ahead, caller.
Are you still looking for something burnt?
Something you find raisins in.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still looking for something burnt.
Yep. No.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
A bagel?
A bagel. Yes. You finally got it. A bagel. Thank goodness gracious. Thanks. Go ahead, caller.
How about waffles?
No, not a waffle. We just got it. It was a bagel.
Oh. You know, I think back in the day when they did that polio vaccine, that it was so bad, people, you know, they wanted it.
Well, yeah, I think people did want the... I mean, polio is a horrible, horrible illness. And it's my understanding the person who got it recently, the effects are not as bad as they once were. Is that right?
Well, I don't know, but...
I don't know. Hopefully not. I hope they're doing okay.
But I think, you know, there wasn't a big controversy with people over vaccinations like there is today. People try to say it causes autism and everything else.
You know, that's an interesting topic, because there were a few people who were anti-vaccination But this whole COVID thing really brought that out into the light in a big way. So I've been kind of surprised to see that.
Yeah. Well, only half people, Marion's got it, so.
That is true. Just over 50% have the vaccination.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that all shakes out in the end, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, let's get another category in here. We got about 10 minutes left in the program. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. We've got six answers here. Well, what a fun category this is. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. 740-751-4038. We got tickets to Scotty McQueary tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7:30. That's country music. And Fluffy Iglesias tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Window washer.
Window washer. You certainly wouldn't want to be up there and be clumsy. Not on the list, but a good guess. Window washer does not make the list. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. 51 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody want tickets to Scotty McQueary or Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias? Scotty McQueary at the Marion County Fair tonight, or Marion County Fair, Ohio State Fair tonight at 7:30, and Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Go ahead, caller.
I can think of a few, Scott. How about construction?
Yes, construction worker is number three on the list.
I'm a bit clumsy, and I don't think construction worker is in my future.
No, you
okay,
don't.
Okay, well,
you're right.
Thank
Thanks.
You very much.
All right, and don't forget again, Adam the Computer Guy today at 2, and Voice of a People with Linda Sims today at 4, and the special with Pat Carroll, Remembering Pat Carroll, Her Best Moments on the Station, produced by Adam Lepp, 8 to 10 tonight here on this station. 740-751-4038. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. Construction worker is number three on the list. Still three answers left to go. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the answers? We're up to 75 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. We've got Bob Welsh in for the Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias tickets tomorrow at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. Scotty McQueary tonight, 7:30. We've still got those tickets. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, or a waiter.
What's that?
Waiter? Waitress?
Yes, food server is number one on the list. Did you want to be in the ticket giveaway?
No, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, though. Go ahead, caller.
A hospital?
A hospital. Yes, a surgeon, number two on the list. You got it. Thank you. Surgeon is number two on the list, absolutely. So three answers left to go here this morning. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. And by the way, anybody who's answered a right question this morning or put in a right answer, does anybody want the Scotty McQueary tickets for tonight at the Ohio State Fair, 7:30? You could give those away to somebody if you like. Or Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, the comedian, tomorrow at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. A clumsy person would be fired from this job immediately. Three answers left on the list. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Interesting question. Now, so far, the answers we have, food server, surgeon, and construction worker. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say exercise teacher? Sure, gymnastics instructor, one of those. Dance instructor.
Well,
I mean, that requires coordination.
Dance instructor is number 4 on the list.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Got it. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Roofer.
A roofer. No roofers on the list.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't want a clumsy roofer. That would be a pretty bad situation. You wouldn't want somebody up on your roof fixing your shingles or damage to your roof and clumsily falling off and smacking the ground. That would be bad news. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Two answers left on the list. We've got dancer, food server, surgeon, construction worker. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a funny answer, a juggler.
No juggler on the list.
Wouldn't that be amusing, though, like watching me try to juggle?
We don't need a clumsy juggler, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you.
No jugglers on the list. 740-751-4038. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. All right, tickets to Scotty McQueary. Last call here on these today. 7:30 p.m. tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Tomorrow night. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A sword thrower?
No sword thrower. But you would not want a clumsy sword thrower. That would be very dangerous. Dick Haynes was the sword thrower that I remember here in Marion. I haven't seen Dick for a while. Hope he's doing well. 740-751-4038. Two answers left. Name a job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. A job that a clumsy person would be fired from immediately. 740-751-4038. Again, we have got Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:15 until 3. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:15 until 5. And the big Pat Carroll special tonight, remembering Pat Carroll, who passed away Saturday at the age of 95, 8:15 until 10. Go ahead, caller.
An athlete.
Athlete's close. Not too far off.
Right.
Go ahead, caller.
Professional football player or professional athlete?
Well,
that wouldn't work out too well.
Athlete's close, but not exactly.
Athlete is close, but not exactly on the money here. All right. Well, we're coming up on 59 minutes past the hour. Bob, I'm going to set aside 2 tickets to Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. You can pick those up at the studio tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. 10 a.m. to 1. You can pick those tickets up tomorrow, Bob. That concert is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yep, go ahead.
Ballerina?
No ballerina. Go ahead, caller.
Basketball player?
No basketball player. No ballerina, no basketball player today as we're heading into the home stretch. Well, we'll have to finish this up tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, I believe, we'll be introducing the Ice Cube tickets here on WWGH Radio. So, Bob, your Fluffy Iglesias tickets will be at the studio tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And other than that, we got Adam the Computer Guy today at 2, Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4, the Pat Carroll Remembrance Special tonight, 8 to 10. Don't miss it here on WWGH Radio. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Make it a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see